So what I did after I finally did get my PhD exam was to work on this wonderful virus that infects the bacterium E. coli. It's a model organism that was used in the early stages of development of molecular biology because you need, life is so complicated, it's a major lesson I've learned, that you, whenever you're trying to figure out how something works, you try to pick the simplest system that you can to get the essence of it, and then that then helps you go to more complicated systems. And what we discovered after 20 years of work in my laboratory and other laboratories is that, in fact, DNA is replicated not by a single enzyme, as I had thought when I was working on my thesis, and that was part of the reason why I had so much trouble, but by a complex of proteins, and in this case, seven different proteins, that forms what we call a protein machine. So, those of you who remember Watson and Crick's 1953 paper will remember one thing they correctly identified was that the DNA is not only the genetic material, but it forms a double helix, and very importantly, the two strands of the double helix run in opposite directions, that is, they're anti-parallel. Well, it turns out that the enzyme that actually copies the DNA only goes in one direction, so that on one strand, this enzyme here called DNA polymerase could go continuously, but on the other strand, it has to go backwards and make a series of short pieces, and this thing moves along at 500 nucleotides per second, and much like a sewing machine. And unfortunately, for reasons that are very mysterious, the movie that I would like to show you doesn't work on this setup. So I will refer you to where you could find it. If you Google YouTube, it's on YouTube, and Garland Science, that's the publisher of our textbook, and DNA, you'll find this and many other movies, all the movies from our textbook, a really great way for students and people who are interested in science to get a sense of how life actually works.